T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm the son of a saint, still considered a sinner. 3 rings on his finger.
Leroy. It is game day.
Hey. This is so very you.
This is all Robbie.
Really?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's all Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem. He's a ticket holder.
My favorite part of about this always was just asking Goran about this, and he goes, he have bars. I was like, all right, I'm done. Thank you. I have all I need. See you, Gogi.
Which probably does not help.
Yeah, man, it is cool. We're going to have Dwayne Wade on the program today. That is coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Pretty exciting way to kick off your game 4 as the Heat look to extend their series lead 3-1. And we will also talk to Jason Jackson today. So we have a lot of Heat coming your way on a fun show as we get ready for Heat and Celtics game 4 tonight. Looking forward to it for sure. We haven't had him on since the whole D-Wade Boulevard thing happened either. So we're like, we got a lot of grounds to cover with D-Wade today, and we're looking forward to it. Last night, the Denver Nuggets showed the guts, and it was a little shaky. I'm wondering though, like, it's a funny thing, like when the Denver Nuggets go and they're like winning quarters, is like Tim Legler freaking out? He's like, oh my god, they've won multiple quarters in a row. This means it's actually 2-1 Nuggets. Is that a thing?
Can you familiarize him with the third quarter? Because I've known teams, and we've seen this a lot down here, where the Heat have won 3 quarters, but third quarter happens and end up losing.
It's like it was the weirdest thing I've ever. Well, you know, Miami's losing all these quarters, and I'm like, all right. And then I'm like watching Denver yesterday, and they almost blow it in the fourth. And I'm like, but then what? How? They won 6 straight quarters. Back to game 2. How? What? Why am I watching? You mean people can win games, but they don't have to win the entire game? It was amazing to me, Leroy. That being said, kidding all aside, Jamal Murray's a baller. Crazy
whale.
Yeah, I mean, he is a whale. He is a whale with the chin strap, Leroy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Fun series too, man. I mean, think about it. See, like, this is the thing. If we were to do that with Denver, now Denver, if how come am I gonna hear today? If Anthony Davis doesn't hit that shot, we got a completely different series. Do I get to hear that today? I'm wondering. I just want to know.
How about if Jordan doesn't hit that shot in game 6? We're going to game 7.
I just want to know. I want to make sure. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, Big 3's era's a failure.
If Vinatieri doesn't hit that field goal, the Patriots don't win their first Super Bowl.
They don't win any of the first 3.
Yeah, I just want to know. Please. I want to know if everybody could tell me how to consume my sports. And make sure that I'm being crushed that the Heat lose first quarters. Please.
You know, they actually made a commercial with Jordan missing that shot against Craig Elo.
Yeah, it was a Gatorade commercial. I remember that.
It was a Gatorade commercial. Yeah, but guess what? Right. We knew it was a lie.
They did that. They did that same version of that, but they reversed it. And they made Paul George hit a game winner.
Playoff B.
You better go do that commercial because that's the only damn time.
Speaking of team, the Marlins, they wouldn't have gotten Marlins. They won that first inning to start the series, and you know they haven't won. They haven't won a game yet, though. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So the Marlins did lose last night, 11-1. Yeah, Marcel Ozuna was on fire. Had multiple five RBIs.
What a mean guy. Robbie, by the way, we're having that radio.com app.
Oh, my God, that again. This is the closest I've ever been to cursing.
We're losing the first quarter on radio.com. It means we lose the show.
Yeah, we lost out on our ratings. On our impressions on radio.com.
An impression I'd like to make right now.
Looks like we're having another meeting with the guru.
I know. Hey, I have a guru button. Can I just turn on the app for my phone?
Oh, hit it like the red button for the commercial. Yeah. What, easy button? Mm-hmm.
Rothstein.
Oh yeah, I love Rothstein. When we had Rothstein on last week, I just felt wiser afterwards. That dude,
pick and roll defense.
That guy knows so much basketball. It's ridiculous.
I mean, just think of all the organizations he's been around. I mean, crazy. Because
he wrote the Jordan
Chuck
rules.
Chuck Daly was coaching the Pistons. Yep. He was God in Michigan.
That's true. Yeah, you were there, man. You were there right when they were back. They were the thing.
Yep. I was in, how about this?
You were in a hotbed of Michigan sports. Jesus.
Yep. The Red Wings, Pistons, The Lions were going to the playoffs every year, like Wayne Fonts, but they complained because he couldn't get out of the first round.
Yeah, Barry Sanders was balling out for him, right? Or is that still too early?
Two before me. So, yeah.
And then you guys had the Fab Five, right? Wasn't that around you?
No, I was. Fab Five was a year after me.
But yeah, but they won a championship before the Fab Five when Lee was there.
Yeah, the Fab Five didn't win a championship. Michigan won a championship when I was there.
Glenn Rice.
Surprisingly, Chris Webber is never trending for that on social media. It's just always people complaining about his broadcasting every day. I feel so bad. Every time I see a Chris Webber game, it's just like Chris Webber trending on Twitter. I'm like, oh, boy.
they got two of them, Webber and Reggie.
Baseball team went to the World Series. Mm-hmm. The hockey team would go to the Frozen Four every year.
Well, it wasn't all bad for the Marlins yesterday. Thankfully, the Phillies lost both of their games yesterday in the doubleheader.
Yeah, thankfully, Phillies suck.
Let me put this out there to all these people that do what you two do.
I hate the magic number.
Under no circumstances is there something, is there a consolation prize for losing 11-1.
I mean, well, I disagree. The magic number shrunk.
You'd be wrong.
It only counts as one loss. 11-1. I mean, the 5-4 loss on Monday was way more devastating than the loss last night.
No. But I'm saying, when you say Marlins lost 11-1, but in other news, at least the Phillies lost twice.
Theoretically, they picked up a full game almost. Like it's almost like if they won and the Phillies lost one game, it would have been the same thing.
Okay.
Then the magic number dropped by 2 points. Now I'm not these guys in the broadcast. They're trouting up the magic number. They're counting the days and when they could pop champagne. They're counting chickens. I don't like it.
I don't think they're allowed to pop champagne.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean,
Robbie. So that's what that text was about. Mm-hmm. I just get random texts and they don't necessarily.
Yeah, we were random as hell last night.
They aren't in context, so I'm looking at my phone.
The Marlins could clinch the postseason berth by tomorrow.
I mean, you know.
Robbie, like when they count chickens.
That's what they're doing.
Counting chickens. And I could just picture him saying it.
There's our text about the Australia insurance commercial.
Oh, yeah. there's my favorite.
I was asking you.
I hated the fact that you explained that commercial and tried to beat around the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's come on. We know what was happening. And guess what? I can't understand nothing they're saying. And I'm trying to figure out why. Is this necessary? It's an insurance commercial. Should she be doing jumping jacks?
I mean, do you know? I can't remember. I still don't know who Patrick Mahomes does insurance ads for, but I know Australia Insurance.
Yes.
It's true.
Right. Right. Just because of the little jumping jacks. And why is she so dressed up in an insurance commercial?
Well, I don't know.
This guy's wearing jorts and she's dressed to the nines.
He looks like such a schlub.
Right.
No wonder she doesn't let you get a pickup truck.
No wonder he wanted to change his woman.
Nope. I say, buddy, you outkicked your coverage. You better stick with that one.
What else you got, Robbie?
Well, it was this on the broadcast yesterday. Magic number right now is down to 4. The Phillies are losing. Bah, 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 bah. Magic number down to 3. Bah, 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 bah. That's all they're doing. Just counting chickens the whole game. That's so annoying.
Phillies lost a crusher, man. They lost on a walk.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, once I figured the Marlins game was over around 4-0, the Phillies game was on
MLB. Jeez, Robbie.
Yeah, I could see the writing on the wall.
Robbie is the only guy that sends a text after every Miami team. Soon as the first score comes across the board, oh, I can see where this is going. Blowout.
So the Phillies and Nationals games were both of the games were on MLB Network. So like, well, I started, you know, okay, this game's over. I can see let's see another way how we could pick up a win. So I was more focused on the Phillies and Nationals game, and there were some shenanigans in that game.
Is there a conflict of doom tonight, or the Marlins play early?
They play at 7:10, and the Heat play at 8:30.
Oh, so they'll get between they get out of the first half of the first inning.
Is it Noche de Sixto?
It is a Noche de Sixto. It's the last one of the regular season, and should they not make the playoffs? It's the last one.
Well, the Braves won the division yesterday. Do they? Are they going to be fat cat syndrome today? Like, will they arrest some guys?
They barely started playing.
Well, I think their starter tonight. The problem with the Braves is they're starting their best pitcher, Max Fried, tonight, and. Today's Wednesday. He'd be in line to start the first game of the playoffs anyway, so he'll probably pitch, you know, close to normal as possible.
All right.
But it's a nerves night tonight.
Nerves night.
I'm honestly more nervous about the Marlins than I am about the Heat tonight.
I actually am too. I think the break on the Heat. I wasn't feeling bad after the Game 3 loss anyway. I was like, whatever. You can't be gentlemanly without being gentlemanly, but now I'm like excited. I'm excited for the game tonight. It's been too long. I want my basketball back.
Yeah, because that basketball we saw last night, man, Jokic. I don't understand how he gets it. It's unbelievable.
Charles Barkley loves him so much. He loves a fat guy who can ball.
I mean, he does not move fast at all.
Nope.
And I mean. He basically looks like a younger Dirk with the shots.
Yeah, but Dirk looked like the skinny Crypt Keeper. Like, he, you know.
Right. He wasn't as big.
I mean, Jokic, he's just so Jokic.
Hey, he put that weight on real quick, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
What is he eating in the bowl?
I knew those were Fugazi pictures.
Turkey legs and cake and pies.
So, did you see this?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Toby?
But sorry, I was clearing my throat.
What?
Stop mashing buttons!
Sorry.
Did you guys see this alleged rumored coaching staff of Deion Sanders at Jackson State?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. He had a rumored coaching staff of like Michael Irvin, Terrell Owens, Warren Sapp.
It's like all the bro rumors we would get as a coaching staff. Toby, it's like you've made a coaching staff.
Yeah. That's Tobin's staff in Miami.
It's my coaching staff. it's my dream.
What's crazy?
I would be very mad if Warren Sapp and Michael Irvin went to go coach some team that wasn't Miami.
Wait. I say Warren Sapp would do it. You think Michael Irvin is stopping what he's doing?
Yeah, Warren Sapp might have to do it. I don't know what gig he's got right now, but
Ray Lewis, Michael defensive
Irvin
coordinator,
is not gonna get from as close to the TV as he can.
No, he's too good on TV too. He's really right. Good at it.
I mean, like one of the things that sometimes hurt like star players from coaching, mm-hmm. right, is that They don't necessarily coach guys what to do. They just tell them and kind of make the assumption that I did it. Right? No, seriously. That's what you hear about why great players can't be coaches.
That was the word on Barry Bonds down here.
Right. Like, just stop swinging at it, Stanton.
I think Barry Bonds, was just like $300 million for this? Come on.
Right.
Really? How does that not come across?
I mean, you have to also understand that if you threw the wrong pitch in the strike zone, Barry Bonds was hitting a home run.
They're dead.
Right. Like, nowadays, it's not a guarantee they're going to make contact.
Has to drive them nuts. Just go look. I mean, go look at Barry Bonds' Baseball Reference. Just laugh.
Right, right. He's. It's a shame. We were fortunate to see some of the best baseball we have ever seen.
No doubt.
Most of the people that badmouth the era are the people that benefited the most, right? You can say the players benefited, but not as much as the owners, television.
Agreed.
Everybody writing about it. And then all of a sudden you want to stop and say, oh, what a dude, scarred, asterisk. It's not the true leader. And I'm like,
whose voice is that? Is that John Heyman's?
I don't know. But like some old guy.
Nightingale.
some old guy.
John Heyman over a cup of milk.
We'll take a quick break. 15 minutes of heat. That's next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat for your ass right here on 790 The Ticket. It is a game night. You, of course, can hear that game on your home for the heat right here. 790 The Ticket. Heat and Celtics, game 4. And that is an 8:30 tip-off tonight from the Bublé. And so that would mean 7:15 pregame show. Jonathan Zaslow, Tommy Tighe will get you all set for the action tonight. Should be a fun one. I feel alive, Leroy. I love it. Oh, man. I got the goosies. I'm ready to roll. What a fun time, man. This is like... You think about all those days we had of no sports. You know, we were basically breaking down Fight Island. You can't hold us down, which I loved, by the way.
Sports overload.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, we were paying a bill before instead of the bill being due, we prepaid our bill, and now we're getting it all back now.
That's called layaway.
we're on sports layaway, dude. So yesterday, Jimmy Buckets, he spoke at practice. It was Jimmy and Gogi's day to speak. And those two, just two scoops of adorable. You know, they're playing the soccer with the basketball afterwards. It's Jimmy and Gogi and Myers Leonard. They're all headbutting the basketball. They're trying to kick it into the hoop. Playing loose, Leroy. Wouldn't know that they just, it's almost like they're up in a series. You know, not down like everybody's acting. And then, you know, all that type of stuff. I'm glad, you know what? Respect to Jason Tatum yesterday, because everybody, you know, he had all those Sully and Murphs in his media session. He's like, don't you feel like you figured it out? And he's like, we're down 2-1, you dummies. Like, thank you, Jason Tatum, for at least acknowledging it. That you're like, we're not. We're kind of in a must-win situation tonight. Murph? But you got Gordon. You're good. That's my, that's the sound from Celtics practice. But,
Hey, we got another Tobin here.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin was coaching at St. Thomas even before his son came there. So was Chris Carter. Let me just throw this out there.
Okay.
Coaching high school at your leisure is different than being hired to be a coach.
Like, it's not was he coaching at least? Like, he was just an assistant there?
Yeah.
Because not like Sertan, who's like the head coach.
No, right. It would be the equivalent to playing pickup basketball at the Y and playing NBA basketball.
Ray Lewis, defensive coordinator.
Does Jason Taylor, is he like the head coach? Somebody no. is it him and Sam Madison, or are they just assistants?
Well, I think Jason Taylor was a coach of an AYFL team. I don't.
I feel like he was. I feel like he coached at St. Thomas. People hey, know. Look, like
they have-
somebody get me Larry Bluestein. Blue, I need you, bro.
Blue.
When
I think of old Blue, I don't think of him.
Thank you, sir. Blue, you're my boy.
I think of old school.
I love that movie.
Classic.
And I think of Publix.
Thinking sand wall to wall. So many stupid ideas came out of that movie. Yeah. Anyway, so Jimmy Butler yesterday, he was at practice. He was asked by Barry Jackson, the Sports Buzzin', about Tim Legler's criticism that he has been overly passive in this series. And here is what Jimmy Buckets had to say.
You know, it's like I always say, as long as we win, there's no problem with anything. So I just got to make sure, however we're playing as a group, we just got to pull our dubs in the end. No matter how many shots I take, no matter how many points I score, our job is to win as a whole, as a group. So I don't know what that will take, but we as a unit have to make sure that we win these games.
Hey, I don't you think Sports Buzz had to look behind it and say, hey, what the hell does dub mean?
I don't know, man. I feel like Barry Jackson's hip to it. He's been in enough locker rooms.
Right. Jason Taylor is the defense coordinator at St. Thomas.
Yeah, I think they have defense coordinators in high school. It's that intense?
That's my point.
I had Coach Selwyn. He was just telling me to not be a Nancy in high school.
I know. High school coaches were so bros, right?
Oh, he was the best. I love that guy. He would look back to me in classes when I was a freshman and be like, what do you call those legs, Tobin? He goes, those are calves. You need these. And he'd like flex his calves to me and go, those are bulls. It's like, oh, Jesus.
My running back coach used to call everybody Sweetie. Let's go, Sweetie.
Jimmy Butler then also said that the Heat's lazy starts, he feels, have had a bad influence on the bench.
I think a lot of it stems from the starting five, though. You know, when we start off flat, it kind of trickles down the line, so it doesn't get the bench in a groove that they are, you know, comfortable with playing with, because they see us being lazy on both ends of the floor. That they kind of follow our suit. So it's not on them. That's on us as a starting five to play better as a whole and start this game off the way that we can and the way that we're supposed to, so they can come in and hoop.
The only thing that worries me about all this, Leroy, to be honest with you, all this start stuff, I almost feel like it's become now too much of an accomplishment. And I feel like both ways it could go badly. One, I feel like if the Heat get off to a good start and they do have a lead, that they'd let up. And also, if they didn't get off to a good start, like, then it almost becomes demoralizing. Like, I feel like there's too much being focused on this first quarter nonsense, because they've done a good job. Look, they've had a style to win. I've always told you, like, I prefer the Heat being in that dogfight during a game or having to dig out. I hate the Heat with the lead, especially a big lead. Oh, no, the worst.
You sound crazy. Look,
it
has
a big lead early.
It has to do with this. Sometimes, you know, you want to do something, right? Like, they want to start off fast, but it's a mental thing where things don't go right, and you're, oh, here we go again, and it kind of makes you play flat, or it makes you force it. And you just have to come out and play with great effort, play with, you know, and look, defensively, right? Defensively, you can always show, you know, you can always be there defensively. You may not make buckets, but you can always have the energy and help defense. Mm-hmm. And what's been happening is not necessarily that they're not scoring, but they've been giving up easy buckets on the defensive end. And that's an energy thing. That's a,
I agree.
And so it's almost like when they don't get out to a quick start, it affects every aspect of the game. and not just the part that's lacking.
But it's one of those things where, to a certain degree, aren't you kind of just are who you are? You know, like I remember that this was a big thing this year, right? With the Heat, we kept asking, hey, man, why aren't you guys the same team on the road? You know, they were just like, it was the weirdest thing. The Heat were a dominant home team this year.
Right.
You know, just great. On the road, poop fest. Like, they'd be.
That's young players, though. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about a team that relies heavily on young players, and young players struggle on the road. Like, it's like the role players. Like, I can't. It's been like that throughout the history of basketball. I can't explain it.
Fine. But it almost becomes one of those things where I feel like you're searching so much for answers. Because they'd always ask, like, oh, I don't know. Like, people would ask every which way, up and down these guys, right, all season. Why sure. are you guys so different at home? Why are you guys so different at home? Why? And it's like, to a certain degree, I just almost think you can't explain it. And you kind of just are who you are. So this idea that, you know, if the Heat puts so much focus into this, you know, first 8 minutes, and then if they taper off, then the questions become, did you guys put too much effort and energy into the first quarter and that's why you tailed off? Like, it's gonna go that way. I already could see it a mile away.
I mean, can't you do that with every game?
Yes.
How about, you know, we tend to forget one aspect of all this. The other team plays a role in that too.
Yes.
Like, if Duncan Robinson could go 5 for 6 in the first quarter or the first half, don't they have a guy that could do that?
I'm very confused, though, because Spo has always told me, what has he always said? It's all about us. All right? We have enough.
Okay.
And now he's flipped it on me because now these games are really, really hard. And now he's like, guess what? The other team's good, too. I'm like, wait. What about us? I'm scared.
But you got it here. When you say stuff like that, it's usually during the regular season where you're trying to get to a certain point, right? You're trying to get your team to a certain level.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're at that level now, okay? And if you're in the Eastern Conference Final, like, sometimes it's because the other team is good. But, like, why does after every sports game, we come in here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
whether it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, we come in here and we always talk about what our team didn't do, and that's why they didn't win, right? You never come in and say, "Woo, those guys are really good."
I'll never give credit to the other team.
Right? And so, wait, they're in the Eastern Conference too, finals too, right? Like, you saw that game last night, and more people are going to say that the Lakers came out flat rather than say, man, that Jokic and Jamal Murray and who's the other guy? That
Grant.
26, huh?
Oh, Grant. Yeah, Grant.
That's right. Really a good game. Out of nowhere. Exactly. We still, and we might not know his name again this series, right? And so you say, whoo, they got hot. Couldn't do nothing for it. Nope. Lakers came out slow. Did this, did that. No, the other team's good too.
Yeah, but like Spo was saying that, you know, in the regular season, he's like, you know, we're forged in fire between the hammer and the anvil.
If okay, forging, that's all true.
There's nobody else in the blacksmith oven, whatever the hell they call that thing. Nobody else is there with the leather apron on. With the hammer and the anvil, we're there. And now all of a sudden, Brad Stevens is next to me, also making a sword.
Hey,
what is this?
No, sometimes, right? Sometimes you're dealing with Thanos, right? And that sword doesn't mean nothing because he could just snap his fingers.
I can't picture.
Run it back.
I can't picture Brad Stevens as Thanos.
Well, that dude was making a sword in a Game of Thrones, and then Arya walked in.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, how about this? I picture Brad Stevens as Groot.
Huh. Despicable Me? Oh, Groot.
Groot.
The tree.
We'll take a quick break. You can text the show at 786-360-0790. We got Dwayne Wade joining us later on today's show. That's going to be around 8:15 today. So hope you guys stick around with us on this Game 4 morning. We're back after this. Hey, you guys want to win some dough? Check out the RocketMortgageRadio.com Pro Football Pick'em Challenge. Go to radio.com/picks. You guys can win $1,000 every single week. I saw the guy that won this week, though, over the country. He was 16 for 16. I hate doing that.
With the spread?
You almost have to get... No, just straight up. Just straight up. You have to get lucky, though, right? Like, there's always... I feel like there's always an effort game in the NFL.
It's probably... I mean, it's probably easier to do without the spread than it is with the spread, but yeah.
No, it's not. Dude, look at how many upsets there were week one.
I was surprised. I thought... I don't think it was probably as many as we think, because I thought it was going to be upset heavy, and it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Well, the first week, maybe. But the second week, I thought a lot of favorites, at least one outright. Not all the favorites covered. Like Kansas City, like they were big favorites and they barely won. They didn't cover, but they won.
Well, all I know
is... I mean, these first 2 weeks, Vegas is making a killing.
I'm sure.
It always makes a killing. It's Vegas.
Yeah, I'm sure Vegas is like...
Just wait till I get there in November.
I'm wondering, it must just be degenerate's paradise right now.
Robbie, put it this way. You sit in these big, like recliner, like almost like recliner chairs, right? And there's about 20, like, 100-inch TVs.
Oh, my God.
And you just sit back, and there's action everywhere. You got racing. You got basketball. Now, I bet you the first couple of days you're there, you're going to miss most of your bets. Because how many times did we walk through the casino and go, oh, man, we forgot it was early.
Yeah, the time is going to mess you up, Rob.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to experience, 9 a.m. college football. For the first
Robbie,
time.
You know what they got? They got the little gambling pencils. Like
what?
At OTB.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. That you can put behind your ear. Yep. Not like at the OTB, yeah. Yep. Hey, if we hear Leroy touch a single key on his keyboard during the Wade interview, we're storming his house. Hey, man. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't ask me 1,000 questions and then get mad when I respond.
That's awesome.
Don't blow up the text line.
Right.
My daughter's going off to school right now. The kids, she's so much happier being at school.
Really?
You know, I'm trying to do spelling homework, and I have a method, Leroy.
Oh, you got the easy homework.
Yeah. So my daughter has the word another, you know? And so, like, she has a tough 6 words, and they're upping it on the syllables, another. And so, like, we kept tripping up on another. And so I put the silly sauce into my teaching methods. And so I told her the easy way to spell another is like this, all right? You got to just make it into, no, the R. Genius. Worked.
Mnemonic devices.
Get it? Now, my wife thought it was stupid because she's like, that's not phonetically correct.
Yes, it's stupid.
That's how I help her memorize it.
No, the R is a perfect way to spell another. Like, it's almost like the word is in grief with the letter R.
Hey, Robbie couldn't get 7 for 7, but he criticized the guy who goes 16 for 16.
I wasn't criticizing that.
Doing no spread.
I feel like 13 of the 16 are probably gimmies with no spread.
What?
They just got to pick around the other 3 games.
Dude, go look at week one and look at all the upsets.
I'll go look and see who...
you guys are crazy.
I'll see how many people went 13 out of 16 this week. I don't know if they only show the host or if they show everybody in the country. Jesus, look at all these squares in our company. I'm last! I just looked at the standings. I am last in the company.
Yep.
Oh man, I'm behind T-Bone and WFNZ in Charlotte. Damn it.
Well, I'm just looking at the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. The first 6 games are from last week. All the favorites won. 7.
Let's see.
8.
9. Leaders. Yeah, there's. I guess the perfect. I guess if they're doing point for point, these guys got 28. So nobody has a perfect 2 weeks.
15 of the 16 favorites won outright.
Yeah. All right, Robbie. So this past week, a lot of people picked. Most of the people got 13 out of 16 in the, Like, honestly, you're right. Like, it was pretty easy out of everybody. The in fact, only out of the, I guess it is 30 hosts, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people didn't get 13 out of 16.
Were you one of them?
Yeah, of course. I'm in last place.
Jeez.
I only beat the Pony Express this past week. Yeah, man. So you think that's a bad method, though? I thought that was a good method of teaching.
Hey, man. Like, you're...
Ah! No, the...
Because, you know how kids are. Kids are like Happy Gilmore. They're going to go to school and say, that's not how you spell it. And they're going to be spewing that all over school.
My wife thought it was the dumbest thing she'd ever
heard. It is! Like, she's going to... She's going to... Well, look. If you don't want to teach and help with homework, you're going about it the right way.
I was just how trying can to
your
help.
Wife, how can your wife be a professional teacher and have your husband ruining it by sending their kid to school saying that?
Well, I was just trying to help. I don't know. She was kicking butt on all the words. We had one little hiccup, and I was like, just think of it like this. And I always figured if I was a teacher, I would try and bridge the gap with some fun. And I think of the word in peril. No, the R, you know, just bridges. And you're not, I mean, I'm never going to forget it.
I would hope.
I'll never forget that.
At this point or this juncture in your life, you know how to spell another. Although enjoy kicked your ass. So that's still up for debate.
Summer Swindle word is enjoy. ENGOY. Enjoy.
Man, I might need to recruit Robbie not to do these picks for Rocket Mortgage. I didn't realize I was last in the company. Jesus, that's embarrassing.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's picking them straight up. I call into that's the integrity.
That's beneath you.
I mean, it's some of these are layup city.
Really? Oh, layup like city.
Yeah, I feel like I would take three or four of those teams and put them in a massive Whopper parlay, like boxing.
That's annoying. Kranz is like way up there. Can't even say my name right.
Brandon.
Brandon, why are you so far down in the standings?
He honks his horn as I'm riding my bike.
Wow. Carl Dukes is beating me.
Oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh. I don't know if you want to hear this. That's not silly sauce, Tobin. I'm a special needs teacher, and that's exactly what we need to do to help kids who can't get it traditionally.
Oh, man. See, I'm an educator.
Now, no, hey, dummy. Huh? You do realize, in a way, you just said, my kid's a special needs kid.
No, but, I mean, it's just this word.
So you snap your finger, right? And without realizing what you did.
Yeah, but you know what? On this word, there were needs, and we needed to get it right.
All right. I got you.
We'll take a quick break. Hour two are coming up next. Leroy, it's gotten really nasty in the lead up to Jaguars Dolphins. We'll tell you about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.